Today's sermon I've chosen from my collection of homilies by the Most Reverend Mark Haverland. He gave this in 2019 for Trinity 20 at All Saints in Macon, Georgia. It comes from Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let me begin at the end of my text. The days are evil. Nobody who knows St. Paul's letters can be surprised to hear him announce that the days are evil. In fact, this is an assertion we could make in most places and in most periods without stirring up too much controversy. The older generation always thinks that the young are ill-behaved, or at least not so well-behaved as they were. My parents thought our hair was bad, and they were right. I think that the pink and green hair in downtown Athens is worse. 20 years ago, there was a pretty appalling goatee fad among young men. Nowadays, the female college students in Athens wear what appear to be gym shorts when they go to restaurants or classes. And so it goes with age and with youth. Age always thinks that the days are evil, and in some ways, they're usually right. Likewise, people enjoy complaining about crime. In 1993, I went to Bulgaria, and a local woman told me that crime there was very, very bad because just 3 months earlier, two Australian tourists had been robbed in the streets of Sofia in broad daylight. I thought, this woman can remember a mere mugging from 3 months earlier. Crime is nothing here. But for in her mind, the days are evil. In many ways, the days are undoubtedly evil. In other ways, we live in the best of times. I have no desire to live in any century except our own, unless I can take my dentist and my GP with me. Also, air conditioning and my iPod and electricity. Nevertheless, I recognize that the last century is the bloodiest and most vicious of centuries in many ways. The days are evil. Our own country is much richer than it was 30 or 40 years ago, and we are at peace, and Soviet-style communism is dead almost everywhere. It's amazing what 2 years can change. Those are great blessings. Yet when I grew up, I did not know any children whose parents were divorced. I only knew two or three children who did not live with both their birth parents, and those children had had a parent die. Compared to the situation now, the world was paradise in that children could generally count on something that millions of children now lack. The days are evil in this way and in many other ways we could name. The days are always evil. St. Paul is not saying something unusual about first century Ephesus or about our days or any particular period or place. My text is not social commentary, but theological truth and exhortation. We live in the midst of what the prayer book calls a naughty world. A world that is running headlong into naughtiness, which is to say, nothingness. Mankind has fallen, and the world is vanity, a nothingness, a naught. So it always is. The end of the text is correct. The days are always evil. What then about Paul's exhortation? He writes, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time." We have a constant duty to redeem the time, which amounts to the same thing as walking circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. What does this mean? First, walk circumspectly. Walk, that is to live, go about, behave in the world. Circumspectly, that is carefully, diligently, with a careful regard to the situation. Because we live in dangerous, fallen world, and in evil days, we cannot afford spiritual sloth. We can't just coast along spiritually. We are called to be diligent, careful, examined, self-reflective in our life. Just before today's lesson, Paul tells the Ephesians to wake up. "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. The Christ shall give thee light." This may be a quotation from an early baptismal service, which would fit my point exactly. As baptized Christians, we are called to be watchful, wakeful, careful, to walk circumspectly in a world full of booby traps and pitfalls. Just after my text, Paul says, "Be not drunk with wine," which is the same point. If we are circumspect and careful, then we will be wakeful and sober. If we're waiting for the bombs to fall, or the Chinese to march in, or the IRS audit to begin, or we think our child is in danger, if the days really are evil, then we won't take a nap or drink a bottle of wine. We'll be careful and circumspect. Of course, this doesn't mean we never sleep or never have a drink. Rather, the point is that our lives in general should be careful and examined because we are set in the midst of many and great dangers, and our eternal souls are in the balance. Paul also tells us to be not as fools, but as wise. Again, if you're in the midst of pressing and serious danger, it is the height of folly to take a nap or get drunk. Paul does us the honor to assume that our spiritual and moral decisions are important matters. It matters to God whether we are wise or fools, whether our souls are spiritual disaster areas of chaos, anger, envy, malice, pride, vainglory, lust, sloth, and deceit, or whether our souls bear the spiritual fruits of joy, love, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, prudence, and truth-telling. Care for the soul's state is spiritual wisdom. Neglect of the soul is folly. "Thou fool," says God on the night of death when he calls the unprepared man. "Thou fool." But we are to walk not as fools, but as wise. If we walk circumspectly, if we are wise and not fools, because the days are evil and our time is short, then we will be redeeming the time. Greek has two words for time. Chronos, meaning chronological, sequential time, such as your watch measures. The word here is different. Kairos, usually meaning a decisive moment, a fixed, definite time, not an hour or any old hour, but the hour or the H hour of D-Day. Because the days are evil, we are to redeem the time, meaning that definite moment when the decisive problems and choices that confront us now and demand our serious, careful attention. We are to redeem the moment. The word redeem here usually means make the most of, make good use of. We are supposed to make good use of the moments God gives us, for each might be our last, and each might prove to be a decisive spiritual turning point. Please note, we are supposed to make good use of the moments God gives us, not of the moments he does not give us. A great spiritual writer of the 18th century, Pierre de Caussade, speaks of the sacrament of the present moment. He means that every moment sent to us by God brings decisions for us to make, each of which has a purpose. Each moment is sent to us to be endured or used or enjoyed. But for whatever purpose each moment is sent, however awful or wonderful it may be, it is the kind of sacrament which we are called upon to receive and to use. The use we make of each moment brings spiritual advancement or setback. This is why we must walk circumspectly, because every moment is full of spiritual challenges and opportunities and dangers. We must continually call on God to let us see what the moment is calling us to do, but also must do his will in each moment, even if we do not see what the purpose is. If we accept each moment as a kind of sacrament, not as trivial, but as full of possibilities for grace, then we will indeed be walking circumspectly. If we recognize that the days are evil and therefore may hurt us, then we will be wise and accept the sacrament of the present moment. We will not slumber and sleep, as did the foolish virgins of the parable who missed the party because they were not careful enough. If we see God at work in every moment of the day, then though the days be evil, yet we will have made good use of our time and thereby will redeem the days for God as he has redeemed our souls for himself. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as the most justly due, all might, power, majesty, glory, and dominion, now and forever. Amen.